Well, right now, what I'm working on, Julie, I'm actually doing some speaking engagements, not just with regard to our Coaches Association, although I do have a couple there. But additionally, I think I'd really like to try and work with the youth programs across the state. And then I think another thing that's really, really close to my heart is speaking on character and leadership kinds of concerns and issues. And, you know, I just feel that sport is such a wonderful avenue for young people to build a lot of life skills. And I'd like to make sure that we do a great job of keeping that environment what it should be for sport.
You've had many players go on to coach. What does that mean to you?
Hopefully what we did is we fueled their passion. And they loved sport and the coaching situation so much that it became something that they personally wanted to choose to do as well. And that's something I'm extremely proud of. I have a lot of former players and former assistants that are now head coaches or in high school programs, college programs across the country.
Let me just go back a little bit. You were having a very successful career at the University of Indiana, where you led the Hoosiers from 1980 to 87 and compiled an impressive record there. Why did you come to Iowa?
Well, I think all of us that love sport love a challenge, building something that maybe wasn't there prior to. First of all, I would say that the deciding factor for me was the opportunity to work with Dr. Christine Grant. I just felt, what would it be like to have such an incredibly powerful leader who's a visionary, looked at what she had done with Vivian Stringer's program and how that program just really soared. And I really felt like it was a challenge of building a new program, too.
What would you rate as the most significant change?
You know, we came with a dream, and we talked about what we wanted to do in terms of building the program and then to build the facility and have a Pearl Field and the stadium built. To have the program be considered to be a nationally competitive program and a well-respected program on a national level.
How about on a wider scope as far as softball is concerned?
Well, the sport has grown exponentially. I think that the Olympics helped that. Unfortunately, having just recently lost the Olympics has probably set us back a little bit. TV came in and realized, with a lot of prodding, that softball was a wonderful game and would be well received, which it has been. And so ESPN has done a great job of picking up the World Series, and that's put softball in every home across the country. And so now there are lots of young girls and students that want to play the sport. It's amazing how much it has grown.